T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The all-new Bernstein and Holmes Show, middays 10 a.m. till 2, on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Deep from center on the handoff, and the Bears are all over it. Roquan Smith behind the line of scrimmage.
Since Roquan and you guys are making any progress,
that's Ryan and him working together.
Snap, blitz coming out, Roquan Smith, he's got him, and down he goes!
I just know that he's being a professional, he's in the meetings, and he's doing a good job with helping the younger players.
No better man you like to have on the job than Roquan Smith.
I want to address just the Roquan Smith situation. My feelings for Roquan don't change at all. I love the player and the person, and that won't change.
I think it's a great opportunity to be like the face of the new regime and doing whatever it takes to make this the best regime in Bears history. That's my plan.
Do you want to be here and expect to be here?
Very well. Absolutely. Yeah, that's my plan.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk.
That's Ryan and him working together.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And the fattest beats in Chicago sports radio, too. Might be another win for Roquan here to drop this hammer on Family Day. Tell you what. All right, you're going to have everybody out there and come to Soldier Field and bring all the reporters there, and you're going to talk to the media? Talk about this.
Yep. I saw the people as I was driving past Soldier Field on my way into the Score studios today. And folks are excited to see their new look Bears thing. They're excited to get football back. Let's put
we
it
all
that
are,
way.
Yes.
They're excited to get football back, and then you have a huge story that pops up where your best player says it's time for you guys to come through with a contract. And he's been doing a lot of maneuvering around the Bears over the last couple of months that I think is pretty good. I don't know if he'll end up with the end result, but there are a lot of people like, well, this is why you need an agent. Really? Because I think that he's done everything that an agent would have told him to do.
Maybe even
to
a little,
get his money.
Perhaps even a bit more personally and forcefully than an agent who would, representing other players who would have to deal with this team and have a league-wide reputation, might want to do for an individual player. There's some power here, and I'm not taking sides because we don't know exactly what's going on, but the fact that he knows that there's some vulnerability, Ryan Poles, like you say, there's been some missteps already. There was a misstep with an offer to an offensive lineman. There was an apparent misstep with trying to sign a defensive lineman. And they haven't done great with microphones in front of them. There's been a lot of lukewarm impressions at best for this rollout. So far. And for Roquan to push his chips in here, what does he have to lose?
He doesn't really have anything to lose. And let's be clear about this. Overall, the Bears still have leverage because he's under contract and they can play the game with the franchise tag if they want to. That's why I think it's been interesting to see Roquan use some of the devices that are at his disposal, a hold in, and now let me throw a bomb out here to the Ian Rappaport. Let him see how I feel. A very well-constructed notes app that he sent to Ian Rappaport that all of us can read, which we will get to momentarily.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We've got Ray Diaz and Mike Rankin and Brandon Fryer and Connor O'Donnell all doing the things that they do. But this is one of those times. It's like when Ned Braden says to the goaltender in Slapshot, tell him trade me right effing now. Now hang up the phone. That's essentially what Roquan Smith has done with this well-crafted, as you describe, notes app.
It's very, like, I just think that it's funny because the way that it's put together, and I will read portions of it for you here, and the way that it even starts off, it's smart because he's sending a message to the Bears, but the message is sent to the city of Chicago and all of Bears fans worldwide. I have officially requested a trade. Just writing these words is deeply painful. I'm a kid from Macon County, Georgia. When you grow up playing football, you dream of making it to the NFL one day. However, playing the linebacker position, you never imagine getting drafted in the top 10 by the Chicago Bears. I'm a homegrown Bear. A dream come true for me to have an opportunity to put the Bears helmet on and wear the same jersey that legendary linebackers did, in its indescribable feeling. So already there, like, he's getting you in the feels. Like, this is meant to enrage the fan base, to incite the fan base, to be like, hey, all the things that you love about the Bears and the history of the Bears and me being a part of the tradition of great linebacker play.
Oh, he's wrapping himself in this. This is a political play as much as it is a professional play.
He goes on to say, walking these hallways the past 4 years, you can feel the spirit, you feel the pressure to live up to that timeless history, that great legacy. I dreamed of playing like Wilbur Marshall, Singletary, Briggs, Urlacher, Butkus, since the day I was drafted. I vowed to play this position at a level that upheld that standard that was set before me, to uphold that respect and honor that I have.
That's pretty highfalutin stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
But that's the way you're supposed to do it. Then he goes into, now that I have staked my territory, that I told you how I feel and that I want to be here, then he goes into what the problem is. Unfortunately, the new front office regime doesn't value me here. They refuse to negotiate in good faith. Every step of this journey has been take it or leave it. The deal sent to me is one that would be bad for myself and for the entire linebacker market if I signed it. I've been trying to get something done that's fair since April, but their focus has been on trying to take advantage of me. I wanted to be a Bear for my entire career, help this team bring a Super Bowl back to the city. However, they have left me no choice than to request a trade that allows me to play for an organization that truly values what I bring to the table. I haven't had the chance to talk to the McCaskey family, and maybe they can salvage this. But as of right now, I don't see a path back to the organization I truly love. I hope and pray you all can understand. I'm deeply sorry it's come to this. Sincerely, Roquan Smith. Now, inside that portion of it, you have a nut-cutting ceremony going on. One, the new regime, these people, they don't value me at all. Two, they've offered me a take-it-or-leave-it deal. Three, I'm not doing that deal because it would mess up things for me and the rest of the linebackers that are out there looking for money.
And he's pitted the front office against ownership.
Correct.
He has drawn those battle lines. Whether or not that exists or not, we don't know that if George McCaskey has gone down to Poles' office and said, you run this team, I got your back, I'm not involved at all. That he may have already said that, but the attempt by Roquan Smith is to pit the ownership level against the top managerial level of the Chicago Bears franchise.
And
that's no small thing.
And to do that publicly, it's a really fun gambit because it a guy that runs in that has all the football power has now had his power in a small way usurped by one of the best players. You know what? I'm going above your head. I'm going to go above your head publicly too. And he inoculates ownership. I haven't talked to the McCaskies.
But they maybe could swoop in and save the day. I come to save the day. He's on his scooter. Oh, look at me. I'm saving the day. Look at me, mother. I'm saving the day.
So I love the gambit that Roquan has played here. And now we'll see how the Bears react to it. I also love that they now have to answer questions about this today. They're going to try.
He grabbed him by the nutsack, didn't he?
they're going to try and do all this stuff that they've been doing. Oh, we don't talk about this stuff in the public. And what Roquan has succeeded in doing is making Ryan Poles look weak.
Let's listen to Ryan Poles, because just about a week and a half ago, he was asked some pointed questions about Roquan Smith and did 2 minutes worth of serious tap dancing.
I want to address just the Roquan Smith situation. My feelings for Roquan don't change at all. I love the player and the person, and that won't change. The one thing I'll ask everyone here, I know I'm going to get a lot of questions, and I get it. I'm just not going to talk about contracts and all that. So I wanted to just make sure we addressed it, though, that in terms of my feelings for him, nothing changes.
What has Roquan communicated to you in regards to his intentions for this camp and what exactly is on his mind?
I'm not going to get into just that situation at this time.
Are you going to talk about it if he's not practicing?
Am I going to talk about if he's not practicing?
As a hold in, will you discuss it then? I mean,
yeah, I don't know what his intentions are. I know he checked in, and we're gonna take it from there and gather information and take it one step at a time. That's all I can do.
As somebody who participated in every single OTA, did you have an appreciation for that? And were you surprised by the development?
Yeah, that's our expectation of everybody, to show up and get better and put the time in. So, yeah.
Ryan, is Roquan still representing himself?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Does that complicate things? I mean, not knowing who to with to get a resolution to something that's obviously pretty high profile?
If a player didn't have an agent, it would be different situation than if they did. Yeah.
Ryan, without getting into the specifics, how do you feel we ended up here with the Bears and Roquan Smith, where both sides, you and him, have been saying for months you intended to have a future together? It seemed like a foregone conclusion. And how much of an issue is it now that this is how you start training camp with him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into the contract piece, but, you know, like I said about him, nothing's changed from my end in terms of how I feel about the player and what he can bring to this team.
Ryan, without getting into the contract at all, is it your preference to get a deal done with Roquan now, or would you prefer a chance to get to know him better and see more before you pull that trigger?
That's a tough question. I mean, you know, I'm not going to get into the thoughts on, you know, what I would prefer and all of that. I just kind of deal with what's on the table right now.
Ooh, okay. Have fun today.
Yeah, he should have a lot of fun today when people can now ask him questions about the thing that he didn't want there to be out in the public was, which is, what was the contract that was offered? I imagine, I don't know this, I'm not reporting this, but I imagine that Roquan is probably looking for a deal similar to Shaq Leonard. And Shaq Leonard got, what, $98 million and 52 and a half guaranteed. And the contract that he signed takes him through his year 31, which is about the time when you're catching on to teams as a linebacker. Roquan is 25 years old. So I'm guessing that, the length of the deal would probably be similar as well. The Bears don't have to do anything. I am curious on what it is that they offered. I'm also curious if by the end of the day, something that makes them look good from that standpoint will leak out.
Ryan, is Roquan still representing himself?
You'll have to, I'm not going to talk about that.
That was a little death spiral there over about 6 seconds.
Yeah. I need that part isolated, Mike. I need the, isolated from Ryan Poles. Let's start getting a Poles file together for the Bernstein and Holmes show, because he might be here for a while. We might.
You'll have to.
Look at that turnaround by a Mike Rankin. That's quality production right there.
Mark Grody is waiting in the wings at Soldier Field because it's Family Day. And we, as the Bears family, are going to talk about these developments and more. He will describe the scene when we come back on The Score.
You'll have to, I'm not going to talk about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station. Mark Grody,
Bears,
covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
We are doing a live hit from Bears camp, and in the middle of the camp, we got the air horn.
Hey, here's what's going on. So you guys could all stop.
Sideline reporter for Bears Radio, WBBM.
But the best part about that was Justin Fields taking that shot and then jumping right back up and sprinting back to the huddle.
Mark Grody with Bernstein and Holmes.
Ron, is there anything else that you think they need or could use?
More Mark Grody.
On The Score.
No, you got it. Mark Grody is on Twitter at Mark Grody Sports. He is with the Bernstein and Holmes show with The Score hotline. Presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Let's take you out live to Soldier Field. And what does it look like? What does it feel like?
Well, I am looking at Justin Fields right now down on the field, flinging it and playing catch, essentially getting tuned up. A lot of the players have come onto the field and are going through their usual pre-practice tune-ups and warm-ups. It's a small crowd so far. I am so bad at guessing attendance right now, but the lower bowl is just sort of scattered right now with people. I expect that more people will file in when this practice actually starts at about 10:50 today. And the dirty little secret about, you know, the family fest and practicing at Soldier Field, the practice won't be too much different from what they usually do at training camp, in that you're not going to see a whole lot of stuff. They do have the pads on today, so we'll see if maybe they go live a little bit, but they usually take it easy more for show with these things.
All right, Grody, there's a huge story on your beat right now. How did we get here with Roquan Smith and the Bears?
Well, I think Roquan is verbalizing or putting in writing for us what just about every player ever is thinking when they don't sense that they are getting a fair deal, or they don't sense that they are on the verge of getting their second contract. My initial thoughts when I read what Roquan wrote and reading up on everything else is that, my goodness, Roquan Smith is laying it on thick. He is laying it on thick in every way, shape, or form. Some of the phraseology, taking advantage of him, strong-arming him, and then he goes the nostalgic route where I'm a homegrown Bear, mentioning several of those linebackers that came before him with the Briggs and the Urlachers, and then even going back to his numbersake, Wilbur Marshall, who also wore number 58. So I thought it was like he is taking care of every aspect of this negotiation right now. He's taking real shots at the front office, and then he is trying to tug at the heartstrings of Bears fans. And he doesn't really have to do that because Roquan Smith is a fantastically popular Bear, and he's probably going to get the benefit of the doubt from most of the fans. And I also thought one of the more interesting parts, too, was that he mentioned the McCaskey
yes,
family.
Yes, that was the next on my list. I thought that was most important on my list of priorities. He pitted ownership against management.
Yeah, that blew me away. And like his words, I haven't had a chance to talk to the McCaskey family, and maybe they can salvage this, but right now I don't see a path forward to that. Yeah, and I will tell you this, that whatever you want to say about George McCaskey or the McCaskeys, they typically do not meddle in these scenarios because, for better or for worse, they know what they don't know. And messing in player personnel and contracts and things like that, like I this is my way of saying, if I was Roquan Smith, I would not look for George McCaskey to swoop in and save the day. He doesn't do that. I always think back to last year when Matt Nagy, it was revealed at the end of the season by George McCaskey, that Matt Nagy had come to George McCaskey and said, hey, I'm feeling some pressure here. Do I need to start Justin Fields? And McCaskey was like, don't ask me. That is in your purview, not mine. So, yeah, I would not look for him to come in here and swoop through. And, like in any business, Roquan Smith, when he does that, is dangerously close to going over his boss's head. So I don't think he's earning any points at all today with Ryan Poles and nor the McCaskeys at this point. And I get it. This is a strong play by Roquan Smith, and he put it all out there. But I think he's going to win over fans today. And I don't know what the calls have been like at the Score. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to really tune in to
probably
much
bad.
Of what's okay. Okay.
There were a couple on Mully and Haw that were just like, oh my God.
You can usually bet on the answer that being bad.
But is it all pro Roquan? Is it you gotta pay this guy? Is that the consensus?
No, the couple of calls that I heard on Mully and Haw, which it made me laugh on how they were handling it. There were a couple of you got a contract. You gotta honor the contract.
Yeah.
There were some of those.
We're about, honestly, Lawrence, we're about 15 years past that. Because that used to make sense, honestly. Because I think I probably said that at some point. Hey, honor your contract. Like, I gave up on that 20 years ago, probably.
What I understand, too, about this is this is not only a test of Ryan Poles as a football executive. There's a little bit of
testing you as a man.
Manhood.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of how do you respond to somebody kind of pushing you a little bit and
going above your head,
right? And that's why I would not be surprised if he is on the phone right, if he's late to coming out and talking to the media right now, because he's like, okay, all right, you give me a first and a second, you give me maybe a first and a third, maybe a first and a viable young player or an opportunity to exchange picks.
A wide
somewhere.
Receiver.
First and a wide, yeah, like, okay, all right, thanks, Roquan. You want to do this? I'm washing my hands of any of it. We don't have time to worry about it. We are so far away from winning that if we're in burn down phase, let's keep the burn down phase going. You made the wrong move. That is an understandable, plausible, and I'm not taking sides. I'm just giving you this as a plausible response.
Well, Dan, the only problem is he's injured, right? He's on the PUP list right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, with his, you know, the bigger picture part of this with this regime specifically is that we don't know what the offer is. It's being, you know, written like the way Roquan Smith is putting it out there, as if he has been lowballed. So we don't know, does he want the Shaq Leonard $19 million? Does he want the Fred Warner $19 million? But look at what the Bears have done since Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus got here. It has been about tearing this team down. And then with the players that were here last year and in the previous regime, it is about objectively analyzing each and every one of those players, and for none of them have they gone over the top in their evaluation. So I like Roquan Smith. I think Roquan Smith is a fantastic linebacker who should have a long career and probably has deserved to already, you know, make a Pro Bowl, like on his own merits, or even, you know, nibbling at all pro. But that's just not the way the Bears have done business this year with their big names. The biggest money man, they couldn't wait to trade Khalil Mack. They had no problem with just letting Akeem Hicks, you know, lob off the roster. Allen Robinson, I don't even think was ever even a consideration, even from being in those first press conferences like I was in Indianapolis, and him saying, hey, you know, about Allen Robinson, everybody's got a fresh chance and we'll see. It was never even on the board or in play for Allen Robinson to be back with the Bears in any way, shape, or form. You know, all of these guys. So the idea that Roquan Smith thinks he's going to come in and get $19 million a year, that's just not the way the Bears are doing business right now. And I don't know if it's the right way to do the business now, but that's what they have laid down. That is, philosophically, that's where the Bears are right now. And they've got the money. I mean, the Bears could extend him and give him everything he wants. That's just not what the Bears are doing right now. The other part is how are they evaluating Roquan Smith? I think that's a little bit overrated. I think that they know how good Roquan Smith is. I mean, the thing is kind of ridiculous that they would have to see him in their uniform and in their system. No, you could go back and look at Roquan Smith, and he's a fantastic player. But do they think that because Matt Eberflus has worked with some really good linebackers, Shaquille Leonard, like, can they, Ryan Poles, and with the help of Matt Eberflus, do they think that they can find the next Roquan Smith with a second or third round pick, considering that linebackers in that position mm-hmm. is not as valuable as it once was?
Also so plausible. Yeah, the answers to all of this could be, all those are yes, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, like you every team's going to want a Roquan Smith on their team, and I don't think it's easy to find a guy who can get 100 tackles a year and have the sideline speed that Roquan Smith is. I don't think he's just any other player, but it is, to use your word, Dan, plausible that they think they can get that kind of value, or even if it's a notch down. I mean, they are so, and I know that we've talked about this before, they are so about their system right now, and this year, offense and defense, it's not about stars. So it's more about running a tight 4-3 system with all the hits principles, with everything that is Matt Eberflus, all the hustle, run to the ball. They are about a system this year as opposed to the players in it and the stars in it. And I promise you, well, I shouldn't say that. I think that they will add a lot of beef to the team next year in terms of skill position players and overall. But right now, this is a classic rebuild where you tear it down and then eventually you build it back up.
I will just push back a little bit, Groats, on the idea of like the system. And we used to hear under Lovie Smith that the star of the defense is the defense. That's all well and good. But when you go back and look at the Lovie Smith defense, they needed stars inside of the system. They needed Tommy Harris to play at the three technique. They needed Brian Urlacher to be a unicorn at middle linebacker. And they needed Lance Briggs to be one of the more dominant wills in that system. So, yes, I agree with you that that's what they're going to say. And they can say that until they're blue in the face. But if you don't have special players in your system is going to be trash.
No doubt about it. And those, the examples you gave were, those were the guys that ran the system. But I will say this, that if, you know, if Lovie Smith hadn't had those guys, there may have not been such a loose and free feeling to the way that defense played. And I know that they were ordered to all run to the ball and all, you know, no loafs and all that kind of stuff. But if they didn't have those stars on that team even probably would have been more dependent on system and keeping it tight and not taking risks and not letting Urlacher play, you know, fly all over the place and just everybody stay in a conservative form of defense. And obviously, this defense would be better with Roquan Smith. And I still think Roquan – I don't think Roquan Smith is going to get traded. My guess is that he will play out this year with the Bears. He will play his ass off, and then he will go into free agency next year. That's what I think. That's what I feel. But obviously, things can change.
Mark Grody, great stuff. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Talk to you later.
That's Bears. Mark Grody, Bears, at Soldier Field. And let's grab a call or two when we come back. I know there's some people who want to jump
you
in.
Sure?
I'm sure. 312-644-6767. A lot of strong feelings out there. We do that. We give voice. And I've seeing who's on hold. I think we're in good hands, at least for the first call. And I'm usually proven wrong when I say that, though, of course. And then at the top of the hour, Herb Howard of It's the Bigs, who is also at Soldier Field, is going to give us his perspective on everything that's going on. We have some baseball after that. David Ross is going to be joining us today. And the Bears are going to talk. It's going to be Flusie, and it's going to be Ryan Poles. And they've had this little grenade kind of rolled out there at their feet. Yet another opportunity to see how they handle something like this. As Lawrence said to start the show, don't go anywhere today. We have you covered. Bernstein and Holmes on the score.
You know, go Bears.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
A busy news day here on The Score. Roquan Smith has requested a trade. Say that three times fast. He has put out his reasoning for it, saying that he's gotten a take-it-or-leave-it deal. He has talked about getting the McCaskies involved. He has felt like he's not appreciated. We are discussing this, and we are getting live reports. Mark Grody just joined us. Herb Howard is going to join us at 11 o'clock.
The Score's Chris Emma reports via Twitter, Roquan Smith is present with the Bears on the west sidelines of Soldier Field. He is in attendance to watch practice, as he must be, according to his current contractual status and place on the physically unable to perform list.
And he is in his jersey.
Why wouldn't he be?
Exactly.
Here's Tony in Matson on the score. What's up, Tony?
Dan, what's up?
I'm good. Sam, hey, Lawrence.
Lawrence, what's going on? I've listened to you for years. Love your show.
Love your suit.
Hey, so the Bears really, I got to say, I just don't want to do this again. I mean, talk about a rebuild. Well, yeah, a rebuild works, but not when you need everything.
Well, you're there regardless. Get used to that. That's what this is.
I would give Roquan what he wants. We got to have something. We got to have something. Or give Roquan what he wants. We're never going to find out what Justin Fields is. He's got no receivers. He's got no offensive line. He has no tight end. I see other teams out there making moves to at least make their team look competitive on the field.
It's not time for that yet. They're not there yet. I don't think you understand how rough this year is going to be. They know it.
So we're just going to.
Yep.
It's the worst team in football.
Maybe that might be the goal.
I hope that it's not the goal. I hope that they're not building a team to be the worst team in football. I don't want that to be. I hate that idea. Now, if you're saying, we want to try and find out if some of the players that we have are good, great. But I really don't want that, because this is the NFL.
Yeah, the fact that they got Schofield and Reef says that they want to put in a certain – they'll spend enough to get a certain level of perceived competence.
Yeah, things can turn around very quickly, so you don't have to necessarily bottom out to get to where you want to go. The Jets have been trying it for 25 years, Dan.
In Champaign, Mustafa is on the Bernstein and Holmes show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call this morning. Just first, definitely looking forward to hearing from Herb. Always a pleasure to hear from him. And on this Roquan Smith topic, I just looked around at other teams and consider how they allocate their resources. Specifically, you know, it, not as much goes into the inside linebacker position. They focus more on the you know, tackle or edge rush position there. So I think we can take a note from there. I'd you know, want to take a note from them.
But he's not an inside linebacker in this defense, though.
I hear you, but he doesn't rush the passer as much as, I guess, an edge is what I'm thinking.
Like, yeah, but edge specific. Oh, all right, Dan, can you just put this caller on hold just for a second and we can get back to him? Something that I think needs to be made very clear. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. In this defense, we start talking about the importance of the positions. There are three that immediately come to mind.
They are three technique, they are weak side linebacker, and
now it's nickel. Now it's nickel because of how much teams are in 11 personnel. The idea of devaluing Roquan because he played middle linebacker in the previous system, I think is folly. And I don't think that it's something you should just run away from. He's this team's weak side linebacker. That position has more significance in this defense than the position that he played in the last defense. Just want to get everyone on the same page. Like, don't, you shouldn't be judging him as a middle linebacker in a 4-3, in a standard 4-3. That's not what he is anymore.
Did you want me to go back to this caller?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, Mustafa.
Yeah, hey, I definitely appreciate the pushback there, and I totally understand what you're saying and the importance of that position in this specific scheme. But, you know, to second that or to come back on that, I'm thinking, you know, we don't have the pieces around him. Just, I believe Dan just said we're not really ready to compete, right? And see, I can think of the Colts specifically. I feel like they have a lot more pieces around Shaq to be able to, I guess, put a lot into that important position, if that makes sense there. I just don't feel like they have the home in order to be able to go out and get that nice car.
So what you're saying is that, because ideally what you'd want, Mustafa, is for Roquan, you wouldn't want Roquan Smith signed to a five-year deal even though he's 25.
I think that's the path I'm going down here. And just to, I guess, consider what he's done today and the verbiage, like you guys are saying, it just seems very, I guess, manipulative on his end to try to get it in this way.
Yeah, so that's how negotiations work. Well.
Yeah, there's no question. The fact that it's this public is interesting. It is manipulative. Of course it is. And he's trying to manipulate the team to his advantage, and he's doing it on Family Day. That's not an accident. That was a really good call, Mustafa. Thank you. West Side, Zach, you're on Sports Radio 670.
Very good call. I'm sad that I got to come behind that call. Very good guys. I'm just disappointed, man. It seems like we don't spin as a Chicago team. We just don't spin. And this is a 25-year-old player. Essentially, now he could play two linebacker positions. So, you know, and really star at it.
Oh, but they've spent a ton, though. Let's take that off the table. The Bears have the issue for the Bears has never been lack of spending.
Although Ryan Poles didn't really spend a ton.
Well, Poles is so fresh on the job. We know they're tearing that down. We know that they're getting out of the cap stuff now. You can't get as far away from a healthy cap situation as they have without spending.
But do you think he's a two-for-one player, meaning he could play the Will and the Mike?
That gets back to the previous answer.
Okay, why do you need him to play the Mike when he's – you would be paying him for 5 years of Will linebacker. That's – we stop. Like, let go of the fact that he was the middle linebacker before. Let it go.
DeMarco and Lansing, you're on the score.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
All right. I got two things I want to push back on you on. I just don't see why they won't pay Roquan. It seems like the Bears, you say the Bears do spend. Only thing they spend on is one defensive player every 6 to 7 years. Like, that's going to change anything, because when we had the Lovie Smith era, we never spent anything on offense. We only spent on that one Julius Peppers player. And that was it. Like, that was going to push us over the hump.
They look at all the money they've spent. They spend.
The question when it comes to the Bears and spending is, do they do an effective job of spending?
No. That's why they're swamped by dead cap this year. And that's why they're doing what they're doing this year to eat all of that.
That
because
goes back to Phil Emery, too.
Yes. They've spent a ton. They're just spent stupid money. They've been bad at it. It's not that they haven't done it. They've been bad at it. The timing of the deals, the structure of the deals, the redundancy of the deals, the chasing bad draft picks, the pouring bad money down a hole because of bad drafting. It's not about the dollars. It's about the stupid.
Reportedly, inside of the Roquan Smith deal, and this is all to try and give leverage to Roquan, is that there are some de-escalators in the deal, and those would be things that he would not want. To me, it's pretty simple. If this were a 28-year-old linebacker, you would move on. This is a 25-year-old linebacker. You extend him. I actually think that they probably will get a deal done, and that Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus do value Roquan Smith. This is a player using the leverage that he has to try to get what he wants. I'm okay with that too. I'm curious on what the Bears are going to say and what they're going to do. This is part of it. This is how it goes now. A lot of the negotiations are public.
We asked for calls. We got calls. Thank you for them. That's what we do. We also talked to Herb Howard, who is on the Bears beat. We'll get his thoughts next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.